As the climate warms, oceans expand and polar ice caps melt. This means sea level rise is a reality that landowners and local governments must prepare for. A new report from Washington's Coastal Resilience Project homes in on exactly how high the tides could rise in 171 different sites and communities based on the latest science. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
At the Coleman Ferry Dock on Seattle's waterfront, Harriet Morgan, a researcher with the University of Washington's Climate Impacts Group, stands near the spot where a tide gauge has been measuring water levels for more than a century.
So this is actually one of the great ways that we're able to see what sea level rise has been doing over the past 100 years. And we've actually seen that since the year 1900, sea level in Seattle has actually risen 8.6 inches.
And the rate of the ocean's expansion is increasing. According to this latest report, a good estimate is that the water will go up by about 2 feet everywhere by the end of this century, assuming a business-as-usual scenario for our greenhouse gas emissions. But that doesn't take into account what the land is doing during that time. And in Seattle, the shoreline is subsiding. So Harriet Morgan says it's reasonable to expect to lose more than 2 feet here to sea level rise.
Our central estimate is 2.3 feet by 2100 for Seattle under a high greenhouse gas scenario.
These are complex scenarios, and the novel thing about this report, she says, is that they actually provide a range of numbers along with probabilities so that planners can decide how much risk they're willing to take on. In Seattle, there's actually a likely range of sea level rise between 1.7 and 3.1 feet by 2100.
And for kind of a visual reference of what that likely range looks like, that goes from my knee to my hip, and I'm about 5'8".
That range is roughly the same throughout South Puget Sound, including Tacoma, but in other areas where land masses are rising, ranges of potential sea level change are less. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.